excerpt from the book Heaven and Hell, entitled An Ambitious Scholar. Mrs. B. from Bordeaux did not have to endure the poignant anguish of poverty, but she was a martyr to physical suffering due to a long string of serious illnesses of which she had been the target for 70 years, from the time she was 5 months old. For nearly every year of her life, they had brought her to the brink of death. 3 times she had been poisoned by the tests that a dubious science conducted on her, and her constitution ruined as much by medications as by the illnesses themselves, rendered her prey until the end of her days to intolerable suffering, which nothing could relieve. Her daughter, a Christian spiritist and medium, asked God in her prayers to soften her mother's cruel trials, but her spirit guide told her to simply ask for her to have the strength to bear them with patience and resignation, and then dictated the following instructions. In human existence, everything has its reason for being. There is not one single suffering that you have caused that does not find an echo in the sufferings you endure. There is not one of your privations that is not the result of your excesses. There is not one tear that falls from your eyes that is not meant to cleanse a wrong or sometimes a crime. Therefore, as cruel as they might seem, patiently and resignedly bear physical and mental pain, and imagine the farmer whose limbs are broken with fatigue, but who nonetheless continues to work without stopping because he always has before him the golden ears of corn that will be the result of his perseverance. This is the fate of the unfortunate beings who suffer in your world. The aspiration to happiness, which must be the result of their patience, will render them resistant to the ephemeral pains of humanity. Thus, it is for your mother. Each pain that she accepts as an expiation corresponds to a blemish erased from her past. And the sooner all the blemishes are erased, the sooner she'll be happy. Lack of resignation renders suffering sterile, for then the trials will have to be recommenced. So, what is most useful for her is courage and submission, and that is what you must pray for God and the good spirits to grant her. Your mother had been a good male physician in the past, living amidst surroundings that made it easy to live well, and in which he lacked no gifts or praise. Greedy for glory and riches, and wanting to reach the pinnacle of his science, not with a view to relieving his brothers, for he was no philanthropist, but with a view to increasing his reputation and clientele, he didn't hesitate to do anything to reach his objectives. His mother was martyred on her bed of suffering because he was attempting to do a study on the convulsions which he himself caused. His son was subjected to experiments which he hoped would give him the key to certain phenomena. The elderly saw their lives being shortened, and healthy persons felt weakened by experiments meant to prove the effectiveness of this or that potion. All these experiments were performed on unsuspecting, unfortunate patients. The satisfaction of greed and pride, the thirst for gold and fame, were the motives behind such conduct. Many centuries and dreadful trials were needed to tame this ambitious, pride-filled spirit, until repentance began its work of regeneration. The reparation has come to an end, for the trials of her last existence may even be regarded as mild compared to those she bore in the past. Take heart then, because if her punishment has been long and cruel, the reward bestowed upon her for her resignation, patience, and humility will be great. Have courage, all you who suffer. Consider the brevity of material existence. Think about the joys of eternity. Call upon Hope, that devoted friend of all suffering hearts. Call upon Faith, its sister, which shows you the heaven where hope allows you to enter beforehand. Also, call upon those friends whom the Lord has provided you, who surround you, who uphold and love you, and whose constant solicitude leads you back to the one whom you have offended by transgressing the divine laws. After her death, Mrs. B. dictated communications, either to her daughter or to the Parisian Spiritist Society, which reflected the most eminent qualities and which confirmed what had been said about her previous history.